Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, March 23rd, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. Over the past several weeks, our MEC Benefits Committee has identified a number of problems with imputed income that United has calculated incorrectly. In various cases, some employees have had imputed income improperly applied when it should not have been, and in other cases, the amounts calculated are incorrect. This resulted in higher taxable income. On March 22nd, based on our advocacy, the company advised us the corrections on the imputed income that had been calculated incorrectly will be fixed in a two-step approach. First, imputed income deductions will be changed to the correct amounts starting with the next paycheck, with the following caveat. If a pay cycle has already been created as of March 22nd, the new calculation may not be reflected on the April 1st paycheck. This should not be cause for alarm. The company has provided assurances the correct amounts will be reflected on the following paycheck. For corrections on the imputed income calculations from January 1, 2012, there will be a one-time correction that will be calculated and made to the paychecks of the affected employees. The company stressed that the steps are needed to ensure these calculations have been properly adjusted and entered, so the correction may not show on the same paycheck, but will be in one of the next few paychecks. These corrections will ultimately result in proper taxes being withheld from future paychecks. Additionally, the correct imputed income, if any, will be reflected on our paychecks. We have been receiving notices in the MEC office as a result of recent payroll problems. Overpayment notices are being sent to flight attendants at their homes. In some instances, we are learning the overpayment notices have been generated in error. In the event you receive an overpayment notice from the company, you are strongly encouraged to verify the legitimacy of the company's claim that you've been overpaid. The overpayment notices should contain specific information about the overpayment. Review your pay documents for the period involved. You should contact the payroll department to ask questions about the overpayment, if you have any, to get more information if you need it. And if you believe you do not have an overpayment, document the reasons why, keeping copies for yourself. The fastest way to address your concerns for the overpayment notice is by writing to the payroll department at WHQPZ-overpayment. If it is determined that an error has been made, you are strongly encouraged to respond to the overpayment notice. Make it clear in your response that you disagree with the overpayment notice and include a statement that no deductions are authorized. Record the names of any individual with whom you spoke regarding your issue. In the event the overpayment notice is legitimate, don't hesitate to talk with the company about your ability to repay any overpayment in order to reach a mutual agreement on the amount to be repaid from each paycheck. Should you have difficulties, please contact your local council office. Over the past several months, the United MEC Reserve Committee has been engaged in conversations with the company regarding underlying changes to the automation affecting reserve lines of flying and the lack of adequate notice in educating flight attendants about the changes that were made. The automation changes were specific to how reserve days following international IDs, where the flight or deadhead time in the last duty period was scheduled for 10 hours and 1 minute or greater. In these instances, the company's computer program was deleting the reserve day of availability following these IDs. Because the language in Section 12M2 of our contract provides for a 36-hour rest when the flight deadhead time is greater than 10 hours up to 12 hours, as a matter of scheduling convenience, the company elected to program the automation to suppress the reserve day following these IDs. The thought process behind the company's decision recognized the contractual reality. The reserve day obligation would be fully encompassed in the required rest period following the ID as scheduled. The flying typically involved long-haul international flying or turns to the Hawaiian Islands. Where the problem arises is when, in the operation, the duty period is completed and the actual flight deadhead time is 10 hours or less. Under these circumstances, the required rest following the assignment is 24 hours. This will require the reserve flight attendant to be available for assignment 12 hours earlier than anticipated at the start of the ID. Currently, when the international ID is assigned to a reserve line or is carried in from the previous line holder month, the reserve day, call-in or ready reserve, immediately following the ID, disappears from the flight attendant's reserve line of flying. This can be confusing as it becomes unclear to the flight attendant that there is an underlying reserve obligation that has been encompassed by the required rest period based on the scheduled operation of the ID. Flight attendants had not been made aware that this day can subsequently reappear in their line of flying after they have completed the ID, where the flight time and the final duty day of the ID is 10 hours or less. In some cases, flight attendants have not been available on reserve because they were unaware the reserve day had been returned to their line of flying. While the MEC Reserve Committee has been advocating for a number of different outcomes that would make this underlying reserve obligation more clearly identified in the line of flying, we have been told the programming cost to accomplish these recommendations would be prohibitive, especially given the recent demand on resources resulting from the merger. In order to address this issue, the company and the union have reached an agreement to jointly communicate how these program changes works within the reserve line of flying as detailed above. Given this information, flight attendants on reserve status are strongly encouraged to always check their lines of flying following the completion of every reserve assignment in order to avoid any confusion over a reserve obligation. Additional information will be published in the March 23rd edition of Weekly Operational Updates. Should you have additional questions, please contact your local union office. We have confirmed that the 245 increased daily vacation rate has been posted to our March pay files for line holders. Double-check your individual March DFAP to ensure an updated VAC posting is present. As we reported earlier this week, AFA has filed 3 MEC-level grievances related to the implementation of certain provisions of our new contract. One of these grievances, MEC 5-12, is based on the company reducing a reserve flight attendant's guarantee of 78 hours if the value of the vacation pay is less than the value of the reserve availability days included in the vacation period. If you have vacation during your reserve month beginning April 2012, make sure to check your line of flying. If your minimum guarantee is less than 78 hours and you are available for duty, no PTO, RDO, ANP, or DNF, make a copy of your line and send it to your local council office. All decisions, resolutions, and agenda items from the latest AFA-CWA Board of Directors meeting are available on our website. Because AFA is a member-driven union, it is important to know what goes on at the BOD. The BOD is composed of all local presidents, MEC officers, and the international officers. This body of elected officers is the highest governing body of our union, and the decisions you find on the BOD website apply to all members at all 21 airlines where we represent members. United has once again extended the deadline for annual certification until April 27, 2012. United will send emails to all employees and retirees at specified points in this process as a reminder, as well as automated phone messages during the final 21 days. Letters have been sent out to retirees' homes outlining the requirements and providing how-to steps to complete the process online or by phone. All others will be required to certify online. Retirees can also expect personal phone calls in the final 2 weeks of the certification deadline. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA industry editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA after entering your file number and choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract that will move the world's largest airline forward while recognizing the value flight attendants bring to the operation every day.